Ken Weeb from the Winnipeg Sun joins us to break down the Jets and the Ducks. Ken, how are you, man?
Very well, Jason. How are you?
I'm great. I'm jealous. I wish our city was in the playoffs. Forgotten. I do remember what it was like because 06 was great, but sadly it's a decade later and still not a sniff. The Jets, and I know that I was looking, watching stories online, like Jets gear is just getting sold out everywhere across the city. Everybody's right back on the bandwagon. So let's break it down. How did the Jets match up against the Ducks this season?
Well, you know what? They lost all three, but two of the games went to extra time, one in a shootout and one in overtime. But all those games were played, the last one was played in January. So before the Jets sort of reshaped their roster with the deals to bring in Myers and Stafford and Stempniak and Tolusti, if you will. But also Corey Perry missed two of those games as well. So, two big teams, both have considerable speed and, both see which goalie plays better. I guess that's for both teams probably one of the bigger question marks going into the playoffs is who's going to play well in net. Andre Plavlik has been out of his mind the last stretch here since giving up that softy to Barrett Jackman. Three shutouts to end the season, but no playoff resume to speak of other than leading the Chicago Wolves to an American Hockey League Calder Cup. So pressure on the net minors, I think that'll be the difference in the series for sure.
Andre Pavlik, there was a lot of questions on him at the start of the season. You know, Hutchinson took over, but clearly Pavlik down the stretch was outstanding for the Jets. And, Paul Maurice came out even before the season was over and said, he is my guy, so there'll be no controversy or anything like that. Bufflin gets back in for the final game of the season. And, when I look at matchups, and that's really what it's about come playoff time, Bufflin or Myers, is Bufflin the obvious matchup against Getzlaf or Perry, or is Myers a guy who might be the better one? Who do you think?
That's a great question. And, the Jets have the great third option with Jacob Trouba there as well. So I think there'll be, I don't know that there'll be as much matching as you might expect, but because I think Paul Maurice feels comfortable with any one of those three right shot defensemen against them. But I would expect Bufflin and Ben Chiarot to get a good chunk of ice time for the physical toll against those two high powered snipers and physical forces. But I think, too, that you got the mobility of Myers and Enstrom. I think they'll see some time against them also. But, Jets defense is better than it's been since the team returned in 2011. And they're really rolling four lines for the first time in a long time as well. So I think the depth they've added will serve them well in this series. And now it's a matter of how they're going to respond. A lot of guys, I think as many as nine guys, will be playing their first playoff game come Thursday night. So you just don't know how guys are going to respond. They'll either be oblivious to it or, they could be nervous as well. But from being around the team, it seems like there's a genuine excitement with this group, especially with the guys you've had to wait a long time, like Brian Little and Toby Enstrom and Chris Thorburn, guys like that.
Ken, our poolies out there want to know, who is on Winnipeg's first unit PP?
Well, there you go. I think they do still have Wheeler, Ladd, and Little as their forward group for the power play. Bufflin on the back end. And Matthew Perreault was the question mark here. He did get injured in that game against the Colorado Avalanche. Lower body is all they're calling it. Can't forget he missed that substantial time with the ankle injury. So Paul Maurice was in full playoff coaching mode today. At first answering, Perreault would be skating this week. And when prodded, he said he still, is a good possibility for game one. But again, take that at your own peril around this time of year. So that's the five-man unit. But the Jets, they got a little bit more depth. They got some extra guys that can maybe chip in. And we'll see how the secondary scoring holds up in the postseason.
Well, I'm guessing then the second unit has Scheifele. Is he anchoring the second unit?
Yeah, Scheifele, Stafford, and I think Frolik has been there quite a bit. I think you could see Tolusti get some time at some point, but that's what I would expect. And if Perreault's not in, it'll be interesting to see if they go with another defenseman or if they go with the four forwards. So you could see Myers maybe or Trouba be paired with Bufflin, I think, if Perreault is out. But they have at times used that four forward and one defenseman formula as well at times.
When you break down the Ducks, the Jets have been the most physical team in the Western Conference, I think, all season long. And you can't necessarily change how you play. The Ducks' defense is good and mobile, but they're not the biggest defense group, especially smaller than the Winnipeg Jets. I'm guessing the Jets, and we see it every year, the hit totals, all you got to do is look at the stats line in the playoffs for every team across the board. it goes up. How will the Jets counter that? Because now everybody hits. That's been their bread and butter. Can they be even more physical?
I think they can, but obviously you hit it bang on. The Jets' forecheck is going to be the key to them having any chance of winning this series. As you mentioned, the mobility on the back end of Fowler and Lindholm and Vaughton and guys like that, they're going to have to lay the body on that trio. You know, Francois Beauchemin is the most physical defender among that group as well. James Wisniewski has some experience. Not a big guy, but he plays a feisty game as well. But definitely the Jets need to get on the forecheck. And as you mentioned, the thing that a lot of people and pundits and fans are even looking at, the Jets play a similar style to L.A., and the Kings are a team that has given the Ducks an awful lot of difficulty over the last couple of years here. So, again, having said that, the Jets don't have Jonathan Quick in net or Drew Doughty on the back end, but I think the style of play should set up for this to be a real fascinating series and one that should go a long way.
Ken Weeb joins us from the Winnipeg Sun. So we know that there's, you know, a few guys. Perreault is the obvious one banged up. Any other injury potentials for this series?
No, not going in anyway, or at least not among the regulars. Obviously, Klitsam's done for the year, and Postma's out for probably the rest of the year as well. But Enstrom was coming. He played one game after suffering an upper body injury against the Canucks, so he looks like he's back to full speed. But again, you can be sure that Bruce Boudreaux has number 39 circled, and the Ducks will be trying to do to Enstrom what the Jets will be trying to do to that six-pack of Ducks defenders and try to get a lick in on him whenever they can.
Who on the Jets, who's the healthy bubble guys? Who would Paul Maurice move in and out of the lineup? Like, if Perreault can't go for game one, who comes as the 13th guy to slot in the lineup?
Yeah, it looks like Matt Halaschuk, and again, it's nice luxury for Paul to have. Halaschuk is a guy who has 17 games of experience with the Nashville Predators. He scored some big goals in the postseason, and he's just a big worker bee, but kind of guy whose game sort of is well suited to slot in if you had to. And then you'd probably see Yuri Tulusti get a bump from the fourth line to the third line. So they do have a little bit more depth than they have had in the past, where one injury on the forward group could really mean making it a three-line hockey game. But Maurice definitely rolled four lines a lot more in the last quarter of the year, for sure.
Just a little added anticipation, the Jets fans, they'll be the final playoff series to get going on Thursday night. They play Thursday, Saturday, and then it's next Monday in Winnipeg. Ken, there's been a lot of, I'm assuming the whiteout's coming back. Can you even describe what the feeling is right now in Winnipeg?
You know what, it is really fantastic, as you mentioned. For me, I was in Denver when the Jets clinched. So I didn't see the scene here other than the photos of the mayhem happening at Portage and Main and people gathering for street hockey games and, all-out revelry, much like they did when the team was announced they were coming back in 2011. So, yeah, the whiteout gear is flying off the shelves and, fans can't wait for that first whiteout since 96. And, I think it's going to just be an unbelievable scene. It's a real good atmosphere as it is, but it's going to be electric, especially if the Jets can somehow find a way to split those first two games. I think it's going to be pretty much off the hook inside MTS Center, but that's not always a benefit for the home side. The visitors, especially a team like the Ducks that has a lot more experience, they may be able to feed off that energy as well.
Well, Ken, enjoy it. I'm sure the city will be electric, especially regardless of what happens. But if the Jets get a win and it's 1-1 coming back to Winnipeg, Sunday and Monday will be absolute pandemonium. Should be a great experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Have a great show here.